From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Greece is under the gun to come up with a detailed proposal for saving its economy. European Council President Donald Tusk says the EU is giving Greece until the end of the week to present the plan and until Sunday to reach agreement on a new bailout.
If this doesn't happen, it will mean the end of the negotiations with all the possible consequences, including the worst-case scenario, where all of us will lose. Our inability to find agreement may lead to the bankruptcy of Greece and the insolvency of its banking system. And for sure, it will be most painful for the Greek people.
The head of the European Commission says there are contingency plans for all scenarios, including a Greek exit from the Eurozone and the European Union. More than 1,300 companies have halted trading on stock exchanges in China. This after emergency measures failed to end a slide that caused a 30% drop in share prices since early June. The Chinese government is telling state-owned companies to buy shares and is promising more credit to back finance trading. Shares are down over 6% in Shanghai and Hong Kong at this hour. Negotiations for an Iran nuclear agreement are continuing in Vienna. As NPR's Tamara Keith explains, the White House says it is worth it to keep negotiating beyond the deadline for a deal.
White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the U.S. and its negotiating partners won't sign on to a plan to prevent Iran from developing a nuclear weapon unless it's a good deal, though he declined to place odds on the chances of securing such a deal at this point.
We've never been closer to a final agreement. But the fact is that there are still obstacles that continue to remain. And those obstacles remain despite the fact that we've gone past a couple of deadlines now.
If an agreement is reached, Congress will get to review it. But under a bill passed earlier this year, if a deal isn't sealed soon, Congress will get an extra 30 days to consider it. Some have raised concerns that it would give congressional opponents more time to sink it. Though Earnest dismissed those concerns. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The White House.
Kansas Governor Sam Brownback has signed an executive order to protect organizations and clergy refusing to provide services to same-sex couples. Peggy Lowe of member station KCUR has the story.
Governor Brownback says the order will protect the religious liberty of those who feel they may be forced to sanctify same-sex unions. Tom Witt, executive director of Equality Kansas, says clergy have never been forced to perform weddings, whether gay or straight.
Brownback does not have the power to single-handedly wipe out the U.S. Constitution. And if he thinks that that's what he's doing here, he's going to be facing being on the losing side of some very expensive litigation.
Earlier this year, Brownback rescinded a 2007 order by then-Governor Kathleen Sebelius that protected gay and lesbian state workers from discrimination. For NPR News, I'm Peggy Lowe in Kansas City.
This is NPR News. The South Carolina House is set to begin debate today on removing the Confederate flag from the state capitol grounds. The state Senate has already approved the bill, which was introduced after authorities alleged the suspect in the Charleston church murders glorified the emblem as a symbol of racial hatred. Meanwhile, a North Florida county that took down its Confederate flag in response to those killings is putting it back up. The Marion County Commission voted unanimously yesterday to return the flag to the pole on a government complex in Ocala. There's a new twist in the contentious public contract dispute between voice actor Harry Shearer and the producers of The Simpsons. As NPR's Andrew Limbong reports, it turns out that Shearer no longer plans to leave the show.
About a month and a half ago, Shearer tweeted that the long-running cartoon would be going on without him. But that's not the case anymore. The official Simpsons Twitter account announced all principal actors would be returning for the upcoming seasons, and that includes Shearer. Shearer voices a lot of Springfield's characters, including Ned Flanders, Principal Skinner, and, of course, Mr. Burns.
With my last ounce of strength, I sucked out my cold fillings and swallowed them. Those paramedics have sticky fingers.
And Shearer's return means that their voices will all be heard, at least through this contract, which runs two seasons. The Simpsons returns to Fox in September. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
A federal judge has ordered Time Warner Cable to pay $230,000 to a Texas woman who complained about receiving 153 robocalls intended for someone else. 74 of the calls allegedly were made after she filed her lawsuit. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News in Washington. Support.